The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, the latest on Ferguson, Missouri. I know that's been on Chris Cantwell's mind here tonight. We can talk about that. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. One of the alleged administrators of the Silk Road is a man named Andrew Jones of Norfolk, Virginia. He is someone who is a Free State Project participant, but unfortunately for him, he had not yet made the move to New Hampshire. And so I haven't asked this question specifically, and I've intended to. I've been interacting with his girlfriend because he is prohibited from using any sort of internet-connected device. Again, the Silk Road, an infamous underground drug marketplace. They sold fake IDs, hacking tools, other things of questionable value. And it was this sort of just amazing site that for 2 years was completely unmolested by the federal government. They finally shut it down late last year in October when they raided and arrested the alleged administrator of the site, Dread Pirate Roberts, a.k.a. allegedly Ross Ulbricht. The site was shut down for approximately 1 month and has reappeared since as Silk Road 2.0, being run by ostensibly different individuals this time around. And it's running strong, actually. The current status of Silk Road is, in point of fact, I believe the last time I checked in there, they had paid back all of their customers. What happened was toward the end of 2013, I believe it was the very end of 2013, there was some kind of a hack that resulted in customers having their money basically dumped out of their accounts on the Silk Road, and they lost a lot of bitcoins. And basically, they came back and said, look, we admitted we screwed this up. The administrators of the new Silk Road said, we really botched this one up, and obviously, if you need to leave, we understand. We don't blame you for not wanting to deal with us anymore, but if you'll stick it out, if you'll keep going with this site, we will pay you back. They had records of whatever was in the accounts before they were emptied. So they allegedly have made all those payments. They allegedly have paid back through the continuation of running the site. Basically, the way the site works is they take a percentage off of each sale in the same way that eBay does the same thing. Every product that's put up for sale on the Silk Road 2.0, a portion of that, I don't know if it's like 4 or 5% or something, goes to the administrators of the site. And so basically they've been, or at least they claim, they've been turning around all of those commissions into paying back the members of the site who lost money on the site, which, so I guess people trust the site. Even though they botched it up with the security several months ago, they're still going strong. There's thousands of listings on the site as we speak.
Everybody makes mistakes, and especially when you're an emergent business like online drug sales, you're going to see, you've got to mess it up in order to get it right. That's how business goes. Yeah, I could choose to switch over to another site and, they potentially could make some, have some problems too.
Oh, yeah. There was one of the Silk Road replacements, because when the first Silk Road went down in October, there were at least two or three other sites that sprung up to take the business. People were looking for places to go. And so one of those sites was called Sheep Marketplace. And sure enough, they rounded people in like sheep and then fleeced them. Whoever it was that was running that site allegedly ran off with everything at one point.
And I imagine you could run off with quite a bit in a market like that.
Sure, because all you have to do is keep the market operating for a little while and people will start to trust it. And then they'll start to hold money in it. And then once that amount has reached an amount that is worth shutting it all down over to the one-time quick-take scam artist, then that's what they'll do. So that's kind of a history of the Silk Road up until now. It's still going. It's still going strong. So even though they're persecuting Ross Ulbricht and Andrew Jones, Gary Davis, and the other gentlemen for these ostensible crimes, which, of course, involve no victim whatsoever. Now, they are alleging Ross Ulbricht did murders for hire, but I think he's only been charged with that once in a district court in Maryland, and that's a separate case from the federal case against him or something like that. Maybe it is a federal case against him, but just in a different federal court. I'm still not real clear on exactly what's happening with the alleged murder for hire charge with Ross Ulbricht, but it seemed awfully awfully convenient for when they arrested this guy, Ross, who, if he's Dread Pirate Roberts, is a real dyed-in-the-wool, libertarian, liberty-minded guy. I mean, they had, like, the Dread Pirate Roberts reading list on the Silk Road. And
but
this
Russ
guy
Ulbricht would, is, too.
Ross Ulbricht is definitely a libertarian. I mean, right. That much there's no doubt about. So, but the, you know, based on what Dread Pirate Roberts would say in his post, in his publicly accessible post, this guy was a real true libertarian. And so the idea that he would also be someone who would hire a hitman on his competition or something like that would just seem so unlike
not on his competition. That was not the allegation. The allegation
there were multiple
was
allegations.
Well, my understanding of the allegations was that he hired hitmen to get rid of informants who were trying to extort him for money.
That's one of
that is a libertarian thing to do. If you are being coerced, you are being threatened with life in a cage if you don't do what someone says you have to do, that's a threat against your life, and he's responding to that threat against his safety. So I don't think that that would be an unlibertarian thing of him to do at all.
Well, that's an interesting point, and I can see where you're coming from on that. Unfortunately, you know, I guess he wouldn't have known whether that was really being threatened, right? And the other thing is he wouldn't have known whether he was targeting the right person. So when I was reading the indictment of Ross Ulbricht, and they mentioned these plots, these alleged murder for hire plots, which the only evidence they have for this is what they claim they found on the Silk Road as far as the messages in his inbox, basically.
Well, one of them, as I understood it, it actually was an informant. It was I thought that it was a Fed. He ended up hiring a Fed to kill somebody was what I thought the story was. And I thought they even, like, sent him a fake, like, proof of death photo.
Yes, yes. There was all of this that allegedly happened. But, again, it all happened over the Silk Road messaging
system. And at this point, we don't have a lot of sort of – it's very unclear. What we're very clear with as far as, like, the drug charges and the – kingpin charge and that sort of thing. They're not being very clear with this charge. I haven't heard
about the murder charge
that he's been charged at all. So
yeah, I had heard. Well, first we'd heard he hadn't been indicted on the murder, but then I did hear subsequently that there has been some sort of an indictment handed down out of the Maryland federal district court.
Okay,
that's my understanding of it. Please feel free to call in and correct, because again, I can't say I'm intimately familiar with that particular side of things. But again, the only evidence that they have for this is, you know, what has come out of the Silk Road copy when they allegedly copied the entire contents of the Silk Road server, the FBI. Who's to say they didn't completely manufacture this? Who's to say they didn't just come up with this as a way to tarnish this guy's reputation to make him look like he was hiring somebody? Because, yes, there were at least two different instances that I can recall, and one of them had to do with someone who was ostensibly going to roll over on him and snitch him out, basically. But there's no way to know for sure. Like, the person who was approaching him, or the person he was talking with about the potential hit, how do you know you've got the right guy? I mean, you've got an anonymous person on the internet. How do you know for sure that this person has ferreted out the correct information about this?
He's a fool.
Hired a hitman,
mean? Yeah, all those bitcoins he had, he could have easily turned over the website, you know, Silk Road, to one of his
lieutenants. He could have taken a run for it.
Yeah, taken the money and gone.
That's true. And then also the weirdest thing to me about the alleged murder for hire plot was that he allegedly made a transfer, a bank transfer, to pay off this federal hitman. To pay off the agent who was masquerading as a hitman, he allegedly wired money into an Australian bank account.
That's insanity.
It doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense at all.
I mean, Ross Ulbricht, if he is Dread Pirate Roberts, or whoever Dread Pirate Roberts was no fool.
Yeah, if he had the sense to be trading in Bitcoin and trying to anonymize this thing, and then he goes into, for the worst count of the indictment, is the thing that he gave his identity away for, that's completely ridiculous.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
So, I mean, to me, like, the whole thing about hiring a hitman just seems so manufactured.
Stinks.
From the word go. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but it's not all about Ross Ulbricht. Andrew Jones is also facing similar charges. He's out on bail, thank goodness. And hopefully, I was talking with his girlfriend about maybe since he's out on bail, I was like, look, he can do things Ross can't do. Make a video. Have him talk into a video camera about his experience. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 20th, 2014, gold opened at $1,297.40. A 1 ounce gold coin to be purchased for $1,344.56, $672.28 for a half ounce, or $336.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,344.77, $672.28, and
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want right here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there.
They're all totally free, unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for their websites. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy.
I love My Magic Mud. It is a great product. I know you guys have had an opportunity to use My Magic Mud. What is it that you like, Ian? What's the best thing you like the most about My Magic Mud?
I just think it's fun to use, but I also believe that it works because I've seen it work on some pretty yellowed teeth.
I haven't been using it that long to see if it takes off the yellow that I had earned from many years of smoking cigarettes. But I feel like my mouth feels cleaner afterwards. And it is like, it takes a little bit of getting used to, like spitting out black stuff. Like, it's like, this shouldn't be in my mouth is like my first instinct with it, right? But, it doesn't have like a bad taste. There's no taste to it at all, really. But it works and it feels, it makes my mouth feel clean and,
I noticed the difference, not in my mouth because my teeth weren't particularly yellow, but I did notice a difference in my girlfriend's mouth first time.
There you go, mymagicmud.com. Go there, watch Dr. Griffin Cole's video where he explains a lot of the benefits of My Magic Mud. It's mymagicmud.com, and you can go see a video that we've put up at mud.freetalklive.com. Well, we linked to a video, I should say. It's not like we produced it or anything like that. Mud.freetalklive.com.
All right. You guys want a video of me using My Magic Mud? And like
in a bikini.
I don't think it'd help sell products, actually, so we won't do that.
So, talking about selling product, we have been discussing the Silk Road and the latest on what's going on with their alleged administrators, the Silk Road being the infamous underground black market that you can access only through the Tor allegedly anonymizing system. There was, of course, news recently that the Tor system might have some sort of problems. They claim they've solved those issues. Now, whether you believe them or not is another question. Obviously, there are people who believe in Tor because the Silk Road continues on today, unabated, and arguably as popular as it's ever been. But in the meantime, while the Silk Road is continuing, the original administrators, the men who are alleged to be administrators, are facing life in prison for not harming anyone at all. And we're going to continue to keep you up to date on what's going on with their cases, especially now that actually at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year, I don't know if y'all heard about this, but apparently Ross Ulbricht's mother, Lynn Ulbricht, she signed the statement of intent.
Did she really?
Yeah, she became a Free State Project participant, as I understand it. And obviously Andrew Jones, who is the guy allegedly known as Inigo on the kind of like the second in command almost of the original Silk Road site, he already is a Free State Project participant, and so hopefully he'll be able to get through this with the minimum amount of prison time. I don't know. I mean, some people are optimistic about this. It's hard for me to be optimistic about this. I mean, just having seen the way the judge in the case, of at least in Ross's case, has kicked back the motion to dismiss that they filed earlier this year, kicked it back in their face, and was not very nice in the way that the order was written. Another motion has been filed by the Ulbricht attorneys, and we'll see what happens with that. I mean, obviously they're trying to get the charges dismissed right out the gate without ever having to go to trial, and I'd love to see them succeed in that, but I know that in my cases, when I filed motions to dismiss, they've almost always been, rejected. The only time I haven't had a motion to dismiss rejected was when I was standing in court and the cop didn't come to testify. Then I motioned to dismiss the case. In that case, it was a speeding ticket, and the case was dismissed. But legal arguments I've ever made, none of them have ever been accepted for
dismissal. Even when the court knows that the case is frivolous, they very rarely dismiss cases. So
That's true. When
you've got a situation where that much resources have been sunk into the investigation, that the federal government is really trying to flex its muscles and be like, ha ha ha, your Bitcoin and Tor network won't stop us from enforcing our laws. There's no way they're just going to throw those things out.
More billable hours for his attorney. That's
of
for sure.
course. And I mean, it's entirely possible that the evidence doesn't stand and a jury acquits them. Who knows? But I'm willing to bet that these guys all take plea deals, and that's the hope that they have for themselves, I imagine.
Statistically, the numbers are with you. It's far fewer than 1% of arrests end up in going to trial.
Especially when you're facing life in prison. You know, these guys are going to do whatever they have to see the light of day again when they're in a position. And I'm not saying anything bad about them. It's something that they're just a self-preservation thing. But, you know, when you're facing that kind of time and they're like, hey, you plead out and you'll be out in 5 to 10 or, you know, something like that. I imagine that they'd take it. And if I were their attorney, I'd certainly advise them to.
Mm. We'll continue your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Let's go to Nathan. He's in Texas. By the way, you can reach us on Skype like Nathan did by contacting us at username lrn.fm. Go ahead, Nathan. Nathan? On Skype. Nathan going once. Nathan going twice. We will try a little bit further here and see if we can remedy whatever the audio issues are that are happening there. But the latest in the Ulbricht case, Ross Ulbricht, again, the man alleged to be Dread Pirate Roberts, the creator of the Silk Road. Just to kind of sum up the last story that we talked about a couple weeks ago, there's another pretrial motion that has been filed by his attorneys, basically arguing that the entire case needs to be thrown out because his Fourth Amendment right from, you know, protection from unreasonable searches and seizures were violated, that the government, you know, basically broke their own rules in the acquiring of the Silk Road server. And so because all of the evidence in the case is based off of what they gleaned from the Silk Road server, that it all should be thrown out based on the fruit of the poisonous tree doctrine.
I'm going to go ahead and say that flying halfway across the planet to copy someone's hard drive is unreasonable.
Is unreasonable?
Yeah, unreasonable. Yeah. It's unreasonable. If there's no reason to fly halfway around the world to check out this computer.
So they go into some of the details on this, but I don't want to rehash it too much. Just kind of give you, because we did talk about it in greater detail a few weeks ago when the news came out. But I just thought it was worth giving you an update on that. You're welcome to share your thoughts here. Now then, in other news, you've got the Ferguson situation there in Missouri. It continues to develop. We didn't really get a chance to dig too deep into that yesterday, but it's my understanding yet another journalist, photographer, has been arrested in Ferguson. This guy from Getty Photography. He was arrested. I'm not sure what the circumstances were around it, but I imagine he was taking pictures of something that they didn't like him taking pictures of. The news article that I have includes several photos of the arrest and sort of the scene down there in Ferguson. Apparently, things have not been getting better. The National Guard was brought in. I think those were the headlines yesterday or Monday. It was either Monday or Tuesday that the National Guardsmen had been ordered to come in, the state National Guard. And then the headline I saw the day after that was that if they hadn't, you know, they hadn't done any better than the police had done at quelling the unrest there in Ferguson. So I don't know if you guys have heard any more further developments today.
What I heard today is that now Eric Holder is going to Ferguson, the Attorney General of the United States.
Well, that'll solve it.
Yeah, this is going to make matters better. Let's just stir up the racial tensions just a little bit more in this place. Let's make this, you know, I posted a Facebook status update last night. I said, a man was killed by a cop. Your primary concern is race? That makes you a racist. You know, and this is exactly why the federal government is getting involved. Eric Holder, if this was a white kid who got shot, they wouldn't be going down there and doing this. And they're just stirring up the racial tensions, which is what the rioting is about. I don't think I hear a whole lot of, hey, abolish the police department, let's have a free society. They're pissed off because a white cop shot a black kid.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can take control and share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural, and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial on in toll free here. Whether you want to comment on the Ferguson, Missouri situation, the Silk Road, or whatever happens to be on your mind, you don't have to talk about what we've been discussing here tonight to get on the air with us here on Free Talk Live. The toll free number for you is 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request first. It will be approved, and then it'll be easy for you to call us on Skype from that point forward.
I'm heading out to the first annual Marijuana Investment Conference in Houston on September the 8th. I'll be there mingling and finding out what the trends are in the nascent and burgeoning field of the marijuana industry. The market's new and wide open. Lots of people are going to be making lots of money. This isn't some kind of convention full of potheads with bongs on sale. The Marijuana Investment Conference.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Nope. It's just not that. MarijuanaInvestmentConferences.com is focused exclusively on bringing investors and legalized marijuana businesses together to create opportunities and grow the sector. I've never heard of a conference that proposes to do such a thing. So let's, bring the entrepreneurs, give them an opportunity to pitch their businesses and their ideas in front of bona fide investors.
And these are the movers and the shakers.
Yep.
These are business people.
These are business people, and I think it's going to be very interesting what's going to happen in the next couple of years. So there's going to be sort of formal pitches. Of course, there'll be casual ones going on at the networking events. So please join me at the Weston Houston Memorial City on September the 8th. Brighten early. Register early to get the discount. MarijuanaInvestmentConferences.com. Use coupon code FTL when you check in. I'll have a little bit of FTL swag there. I'll be happy to hand out to you. If I can get 10 people to sign up, and I know I've already got a few, then it pays for the whole thing. MarijuanaInvestmentConferences.com. Code FTL.
All right. So let's...
I think people are surprised you're not going in.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, somebody's got to keep the ball rolling here at the LRN.FM studios.
I think it's the it says marijuana in the title, and they just expect you to go.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. All right, so the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about Ferguson, Missouri, and the continuing situation there. For those of you who don't know, it was over a week ago, it was last Saturday, that there was a shooting in Ferguson, which is a city, just a small city, I guess, outside of the town, south of St. Louis. The shooting was one cop shooting a young man who was allegedly committing a robbery at some point earlier in the day. The stories differ as to whether or not the cop knew whether this individual was a suspect in that robbery or if the cop even knew about the robbery in the first place. So we don't know what all the facts are in that particular shooting, but one thing we know for sure is there's a dead guy, and he died at the hands of a police officer. A lot of people are upset about that and upset about the perceived, and I think rightfully perceived, lack of accountability that the police have when it comes to shooting people to death and various other things that the police don't have any accountability for or that it's very difficult to hold them accountable for. So not knowing how to appropriately hold people accountable, people have taken to the streets. And that, unfortunately, has resulted in what a lot of times groups of crowds of people do, which is destroying property. And unfortunately, I don't think there's much that can, much you can benefit from when you're destroying private property in a protest against government police. That's never really made much sense to me. But that's, in some cases what happened here. I guess maybe people are too afraid to go and actually protest out in front of the police department. Who knows?
But if they're going to, run into a building and destroy things, it sounds like the police department would be a fine place to do that.
If you're going
to
do something, then why not target the government agencies rather than the poor guy running the Quickie Mart?
Instead, they're going to go target the Quickie Mart because, this is not, look, if you want to get outraged about police violence, I think that's a really reasonable thing to, get concerned about. Unfortunately, it just seems like this is just racially motivated in large part, and that's what really upsets me about what's going on down there.
I'm going to take a counterpoint because I'm interested in this counterpoint, not because I believe it necessarily. So keep your, breathe into a brown paper bag if you feel yourself hyperventilating. But let's suggest for a second. Now, I agree with you philosophically, but this is probably the most passionate and widespread conversation that has gone on in my life nationwide about the role of police, the accountability of police, the possibility of putting body cameras on police. I'm seeing that all over Facebook right now as a solution to this. People are upset that they don't know what happened. Now we hear that the officer was beaten badly and has many injuries. He didn't have those a couple of days ago. You'd think we should know that. But the fact is that the government seems to over and over put us in a closet, keep us in the dark, feed us bull crap, and watch us grow mushrooms. So I'm sick of that, personally. I'm sick of not having the information. I'd love to have cameras that are loaded directly to the internet. I'd love to see those in squad cars. And I think this is absolutely doable technology. It exists today. And people weren't talking about this before some very angry people went and set a building on fire that had nothing to do with this. So I'm asking you, is destroying private property that has nothing to do with this an effective means of bringing about the conversation?
I think it's ridiculous to claim that because someone set a building on fire that now there's a conversation about police abuse. That doesn't make any sense.
I think it makes a lot of sense. I'm certainly not standing up for this behavior, right? But I do think that it is having that effect, right? That this is not an advisable way to go about doing it, but it certainly is because the government, because they would just tell us to shut up if they could, right? And what happens is these people are disrupting the economy. It disrupts tax revenue. It pisses off insurance companies. I mean, people who matter start getting upset after people take to the streets and start disrupting the economic activity of the people.
It's one thing to have a protest to disrupt economic activity, to make it undesirable for people to come somewhere and go and get a cup of coffee or whatever kind of disruption we're talking about. But to suggest that this conversation wouldn't be happening had someone not set fire to a privately owned building seems speculative at best. And if the argument is that it's fire that brings attention, then again, you could set fire to the government facilities and, still bring that same level of attention. I don't know if that's necessarily what has brought the level of attention. I think it's, to me, it's the consistent continued activism of people being out in the streets. Now, we can argue about the effectiveness of people going out into the streets to protest, but I think that if you had the continuing on protests, which have pretty much been happening on a daily basis, from what I understand, and a nightly basis in Ferguson, despite the curfews that were put into effect over the weekend, if you've got that continuing protest like you did in Egypt, for instance, that generates news because it gives the news enough time to react. If it's just a bunch of people going and gathering out in front of City Hall for an hour to shout about how they want equal, they want the police to be held accountable, that maybe that'll attract a reporter if you announced in advance that you were going to be there and you had a good relationship with the reporters. Maybe you'd attract a reporter to something like that. Kind of like the 420 celebrations here at in Keene. They became newsworthy because they happened more than once, right? They kept coming. Right. The people who were smoking pot in Central Square kept coming out at 420 every single day, and despite the fact that people were arrested. They kept coming out, and they kept protesting. Same thing here. People keep coming out. They keep doing different things. I don't think it would have mattered. I think that if that building hadn't been burned down, what was it, some sort of quickie mart or something like that that was set ablaze, from what I understand, had that building not
bigger than that, than like a quickie mart, but okay.
It might have been like a discount grocer or something like that.
But
anyway, had that not burned down, I think we'd all still be having the same conversation. I think all the news headlines would still be there. You'd still have the police arresting the news media. I mean, so I think that for someone to focus on that one thing and hold it up, we needed to torch this private business to get attention.
I don't think that they needed to torch a private business to gain the attention. I think torturing the police department would have done a much better job of starting this conversation. I think if the police are like, wow, if I run around shooting people, angry people charge into my office and try to burn me out of it, they'd be a lot less likely to behave that way if they were afraid that this was going to happen to them.
I don't think they're afraid of it. I think that they look for it in many cases.
Yeah, I don't think that's the solution.
This is playing cowboys and Indians in a lot of cases for these folks. They need Indians.
The toll-free number tonight. Would love to hear your thoughts on what you think is effective. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we'll tell you what one cop said to some of the protesters in Ferguson.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. There is enough time for your call and thoughts, but you have to dial now. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Was on the phone today with the owner of the local movie theater here in the area, hoping to be able to announce a movie theater screening premiere of the upcoming movie 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire.
Sweet.
I shouldn't say more than that. I don't want to jinx the deal. It's the same.
You don't really believe that, right?
I don't know, man. I don't like letting stuff out. Whether it jinxes the deal or not, Mark, it looks bad when you announce something that doesn't happen.
Agreed.
So I like to make sure that things are going to happen first. We did a movie premiere here 2 years ago, actually, in 2012 for Derek J's Victimless Crimes Free, which, by the way, has been out now for over two years at this point on YouTube. Anyway, we actually did an actual theatrical premiere of Derek J's Victimless Crimes Free, which is a movie that I'm so proud to have been the executive producer of. And you can go and watch it for free, by the way, at victimlesscrimespree.com. And if you click on the premiere button, there's, like, you know, the menu at the top, look at the real life premiere. You can actually see what it was like when we had our real life premiere. Derek J rolled up in the police cruiser and got out of the police cruiser as he kind of came up to this star-studded event for his movie premiere. So we're hoping to do that again this year. And I'm hoping it'll end up being during Keenvention, if all can go as planned. So stay tuned over at keenvention.info for the latest on that. And, of course, the 101 Reasons film is basically the 101 reasons that you should consider moving to New Hampshire if you love the ideas of freedom. And I think that's going to be a great product. Bo Davis, who is the very same guy who edited Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree, is in charge of editing this film, so I expect the quality level of the presentation will be very good, and that's why I signed on as one of the assistant producers for it. So check out 101reasonsfilm.com is their website, 101reasonsfilm.com for the latest on that. As we continue, we're going to try Nathan one more time. He had some audio issues before. Nathan, have you gotten those ironed out? Are you with us?
I hope so.
Yes, you're there. Go ahead.
So I watched this video on YouTube called How the Libertarian Party Saved My Life, and if it's not too personal, I wanted to ask a few questions about it.
That's fine with me. It's my video he's referring to, yeah.
Okay. This is a New York Libertarian Party?
Let's let Nathan ask his question, and then explain it to him.
Okay. Well, it is a video of him talking about what he's going to do when he moves to New Hampshire, and I think Ian gets a name drop. And Chris talked about an incident in 2009 where he was arrested for a DUI, I guess. And at first I didn't believe what I was hearing, so I had to go on the internet and look. And yes, it is a felony if you're caught with a DUI for the second time in New York. It's a Class E felony. And so I guess I was just wondering, how did it ruin your life, and what did you think of the state of New York after that that you didn't think before that?
Well, I would start off by saying that my life is clearly not ruined, right? I'm here in New Hampshire. I'm on a radio show. I'm surrounded by wonderful people, so my life is not ruined. But it felt that way at the time. Mm-hmm. So I was charged with a felony in New York for basically being 1 point over the legal limit on a DUI charge because 9 years and 2 days prior, I got caught sleeping in my car because I didn't want to be driving because I was drunk. So this
is also illegal.
What's that?
To sleep in your car with the keys in the ignition, or in some cases, some states, with the keys on the floor.
In New York, you can be charged even if the keys are on the floor. My keys happen to be in the ignition. It was cold out, and I had the heat on. But in any case,
freeze instead of stay warm.
Exactly. Well, if I was freezing to death in the car with the keys on the floor, I've still been charged in New York. In any case, so what happened with me was, they threatened me with 4.5 years in a state prison.
Wow.
And this is what led me to the ideas of liberty, that I say, this is crazy. I didn't hurt anybody. I wasn't even I was out on a date. I was trying to seduce this girl. I didn't want to be a sloppy drunken mess. And, all of these things sort of happened. And I started looking into the ideas of liberty. And this is how I found the Libertarian Party at the time. And I've told the story before in many private discussions that the thing is, at the time, what's going through my head is, this can't happen. I have to stop them, and the feeling that I have to stop this group of violent armed people who can kill me leads me to the conclusion that, I should just go out blasting, and this is something that, has been on my mind, for a long time. It's not completely out of my mind, frankly. I still think about these things. And when I got in with the Libertarian Party,
thanks for not doing it, by the way.
Yeah, I mean,
I like hanging out with
you. It's going swimmingly, So this whole living thing, there's a lot to it. But when I got involved with the Libertarian Party, I was kind of looking. The idea was, I was looking for something to die for, frankly, and I found something to live for. That I wanted.
Aww.
The idea was that I went in and I knew that if I just went out blasting as this guy who just got a DUI, that they're like, okay, who cares, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that I'm going to try to make this more of a story. I'm going to run for Congress, right? A former congressional candidate goes out blasting, this is a little different, a talk radio show host goes out blasting, this is a little different. Mm-hmm. I mean, and what happens is, as I'm going forward, I'm finding things that I can do instead of getting myself killed. And this is, the gist of the story of how the Libertarian Party saved my life, that this was my introduction to all of these things.
Interesting. And go ahead, Nathan.
And you were actually fired merely because you were charged with a felony, is that correct?
My job required me to drive, and my driver's license was suspended. Mm-hmm. So I lost my job, and then I lost my apartment. I lost, a lot. I lost everything that I had. So what was, I was a guy with nothing to lose, and that's the position that I was in, yeah.
Wow, that's
the job liked me. They were good people. They actually did hire me back later on. When I got my driver's license, they actually did hire me back. I mean, I was very good friends with them, but it was a thing. They even like kept me on when I ultimately went to jail. But the thing was that my job required me to drive, and without a driver's license, you know, their insurance wasn't going to have it.
So had the Libertarian Party not existed, then maybe you wouldn't be in the same place.
I certainly wouldn't be in the same place. Where I would be, who knows? Yeah. But, you know, what introduced me to it was, like, I actually went to, like, a tea party that was run by Gigi Bowman, who was involved with the Campaign for Liberty and the Libertarian Party. Who knows? Maybe I would have gotten involved in Campaign for Liberty or something like that. But, you know, the Libertarian Party was sort of, like, introduced me to this, encouraged me to run for office, you know, told me that I was going to do wonderful things. I did nothing with the Libertarian Party for the most part. But, you know, it introduced me to a lot of things. I started studying economics and philosophy and history, and it was just fascinating. It was amazing. And that's what got me involved in, you know, all of this. So that's
it brought me in. I mean, it was the Harry Brown campaign in the year 2000 that brought me into the Liberty movement. Now, of course, you can always make the argument that, well, even in the absence of your interaction with the Libertarian Party, maybe you would have found the ideas of freedom anyway. But, you know, when a lot of people talk crap about politics and running for political office, all I have to do is point to my own story. I mean, it was because of the libertarians.
What about Ron Paul?
In politics, Ron Paul's brought a lot of people into the movement, no doubt. But it was because my involvement in politics, specifically with the Libertarian Party, as futile as that seemed to be, you know, no libertarian candidate ever got more than 2 or 3% in a three-way election in my time in Florida. So you know, and for all the thousands of people that I'd done outreach to on behalf of the Libertarian Party, not a single one of them ever showed up to a Libertarian Party meeting. Right. So it was an important first step for me on this long journey of coming to understand what the ideas of liberty are. And I'm grateful that they're there. I think that they're a shadow of their former self. I mean, the Libertarian Party today, certainly at the national level, is a shameful version of its
You're
former
just
self.
Mad about Bob Barr. You don't think they redeemed themselves a bit with Gary Johnson?
I don't.
Barely. I mean, Gary Johnson certainly is a better candidate than Bob Barr, but he's not a true libertarian. Harry Brown.
The thing with the Libertarian Party, and the same problem applies to Gary Johnson as it does to Bob Barr, is that they're supposed to be spreading a consistent message, and they are not, and they are picking up whoever is. They want to be low tax liberals, and this is like this was a word that was used by David Koch when he ran as a vice presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party back in the 70s. That he said, "Oh, I'm a low tax liberal." Well, that's not what libertarianism is. That's not what it is. I don't want to cut taxes and legalize pot. I want to stop people from aggression. This
right.
is non-aggression, and if you explain that to people consistently over the last 44 years. You know, we would have accomplished a great deal more than with this low-tax liberal crap.
Yeah, and that's why it's unfortunate to watch the Libertarian Party fail at their message in the last decade, basically. Basically, since the Michael Badnarik campaign of 2004.
Well, Badnarik's a constitutionalist. I mean, you know,
pretty hardcore.
Sure, absolutely. And look, Mark, I don't require 100% adherence, but, you know, 95 to 100% is a pretty good range, and their candidates have probably been down in the 60% range. Maybe Gary Johnson is 70% if you give him a little more credit than he deserves. But the libertarians were supposed to have a candidate that understood the principles of liberty and communicated those principles. And that's what Harry Brown did so very, very effectively in 2000. And the candidates since then haven't matched him. Sure, Johnson got 1 million votes in the last
election. Johnson vetoed more bills than any other, than all the other governors.
Thanks, Nathan, for the call. But he didn't release a single person from the prisons because of the war on drugs. Where's his compassion?
Not good enough.
Well, definitely not good enough. Not for a libertarian. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com. ChristopherCantwell.com is his site.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on, with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus, get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.